With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tanks and ground troops moving into Gaza over the weekend as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announcing a second stage in the war. Meanwhile, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network one country in particular poses an ongoing threat to Israel and the United States.
What our intelligence has indicated is that Iran is behind Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Islamic Jihad, and of course, much of the unsettledness, instability throughout the region.
Colonel McGinnis says past wars have shown just how difficult ground assaults can be.
We've seen ground operations in cities in Sarajevo, Bosnia, Grozny, Chechnya, Fallujah, Iraq, Mosul, Iraq, and so forth. They're very complex, very difficult.
Also at SRNnews.com, China is playing a very dangerous game of chicken.
Video released by the Pentagon shows a Chinese fighter jet flying within just 10 feet of an American B-52 bomber Tuesday over the South China Sea. The video shows the fighter jet passing just beneath the bomber's wing. The incident comes a week after the Pentagon reported 180 similar incidents carried out by China against U.S. forces in the region since 2021 after Biden took office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More resources now arriving on Mexico's battered Pacific coast, and the death toll from Hurricane Otis is growing as more bodies are being recovered in and near Acapulco. The death count stands at least 42. Couple of shooting incidents in Tampa, Florida, two dead, 18 wounded, and in Georgia, four people have been shot and wounded near a college campus. This is SRN News. Abortion bans leading to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in London say anti-Semitic incidents up 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel 3 weeks ago. Now, the city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by Hamas. Police have responded to increasing patrols near a number of Jewish schools. This is SRN News. As winter approaches, a Vermont ski town that was hit by severe flooding over the summer wants to get the word out. It is very much open.
Ludlow was one of the hardest hit communities in Vermont in the July flooding. The flooding not only inundated businesses and homes with floodwaters, but heavily damaged the town post office and wastewater treatment plant. The Ludlow town manager says more than 90% of the damaged businesses have reopened, and the community is ready and waiting with open arms for the winter season.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. World Series this year has an unusual feel to it. 25 years after they first met at Princeton, Chris Young and Mike Hazen are facing off in a classic. Hazen is the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Young, the GM of the Texas Rangers. The two both played baseball at Princeton many years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.